So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed whether we can find a source to say Asei Dechaloisa Sei Shesh Bekaris. If we do, we might think that the Asei of Yibum would be Decha the Loisa Sei Shesh Bekaris of Erva. This would explain the need for the Gzer Shava of Allah Halaha to forbid Yibum of an Erva. After rejecting several possibilities, the Gemara in this daf presents three other possible sources for Asei Decha Loisa Sei Shesh Bekaris, but rejects them as well. Taysim Mekibet Aveim. Let's derive it from Kibud Aveim. The Tanya, Yochel Yehi Kibud Aveim Deicha Shabbos Tamalaymer Ish Imei Va'av Tiro Beshabsoise Dishmayru Kulchem Chayav Mechvaidi. By putting these two halachas together in one pasuk, the Torah teaches that if the parent asks the child to be Mechal Shabbos, he must not obey. Had the Torah not taught us otherwise, we would say that he may obey, because the Asay of Kibud Aveim would override even the Lois Asay Shesh Bekaris of Shabbos, as the Gemara assumes the case to be. The Amalei, Shachetli, Bashali, he was asked to do one of the Lamates Malachas, which is Bekaris. The Gemara, however, answers that this cannot serve as a source for Asei Dechaloisa Shesh Bekaris. Deka Lamifrach, Malahanach Shekin Hechsher Mitzvah. In this situation, there is no alternative to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Aveim without being Mechal Shabbos. Therefore, we would say Asei Dechaloisa Shesh Bekaris. However, in the case of Yibum, there is an alternative, as one can perform Chalitza instead of Yibum. And in this manner, he does not have to violate the Issacharis of Erva. Therefore, we would not say Asei Dechaloisa Shesh Bekaris, and he may not perform Yibim. If so, there's no need for Aleha. The Gemara points out that we cannot say that the Pasuk is referring to Lav the Mechamer, leading an animal doing work which is only a Lav, but not Bekaris, because El Dekaimelon de Ase Asei Bedechaloisa Sei Ligmer Mahocha de Le Litchi. If so, we should derive from here that we do not say Asei Dechaloisa at all. We cannot answer Shani Lavi de Shabbos de Chamiri, even a simple Lavi Shabbos is more severe, because this distinction is not made where, based on this pasuk, the Gemara teaches that Kibud Aveim is not Deichi even a simple Lav, such as Tumas Meis Lekoyen or HaShabbos Aveda. As we learn in the Braisa, Yochel Amaloi Aviv Hitamei, Oisha Amaloi Al Tachzer, Yochel Yishmaloi, Tamaloi Me Ishimei V'Av Tiro V'Shabseset Yishmayru, Kolchem Chayav Mechvaidi. If a Kayan's father instructs his son that's a Kayan to violate the laws of Tumas Meis, or instructs him to not return a lost article, the parent should not be obeyed, because Kulchem Chayav Mechvaidi, everyone is obligated to honor Hashem. The parent may not instruct the child to do an Avera, and this supersedes the mitzvah of Kibud Aveim. Therefore, the Pasuk must be in fact discussing a case of Chil Shabbos, which is Chiyav Karis. The Gemara next suggests another possible source for Asei Dechaloisa Shesh Bekaris, similar to the previous one. Taysim Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Let's derive it from Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Tanya, Yachol Yehei Binyan Beis HaMikdash Deicha Shabbos Tamalayim Eshab Seisit Tishmayru U'Mikdash Tiro Kulchem Chayav Mechvaidi. By putting these two halachas together in one pasuk, the Torah is teaching that Binyan Beis HaMikdash does not override Shabbos. Had the Torah not taught us otherwise, we would say that it does, because the Asei of Binyan Beis HaMikdash would be Deicha even the Loisus Ishish because of Shabbos. The Gemara cites the same questions and answers as above, and then rejects this proof as well for the same reason. Dikla Mifrach, Malahanach Shekin Hechsher Mitzvah. The Gemara adds that it's not necessary for both Pesukim to teach the same halacha, therefore we must say that the Pasuk, Eshab Seisit Ishmer Mekdash Tiro, actually teaches another halacha. Mashmir Hamur B'Shabbos, Loi Mishabbos At Mesiare, El Memisha Hizr Ala Shabbos, Afmir Hamur B'Mikdash, Loi Mimikdash At Mesiare, El Memisha Hizr Ala Mikdash. Acting with reverence in the Beis HaMikdash is a way of showing reverence to Hashem, whose divine presence rests there. Ve'zuhi mir mikdash. The following is required reverent behavior in the Beis HaMikdash. Le'ikonis odem harabayis b'makloi, b'min oloi, b'pundasoi, uva'avok shalgabi raglov, v'loyasenikab b'ndraya, urikika. One shall not enter the Temple Mount with his walking stick, with his shoes, with his money belt, with dust upon his feet, nor shall he make the harabayis a shortcut, and he certainly shall not spit there. And these rules apply even bisman shein beis hamikdash kaim, when the beis hamikdash is no longer standing, because mashmir amur b'shabbos l'olam, afmir amur b'mikdash l'olam, it's forever. The Gemara now brings a third possible source, teisim havar. The pasuk l'savar eish b'chomayish v'seichem is apparently redundant, since the Torah has already stated l'isasik ha'malacha, and kindling a fire is included in the lamates malachas, the 39 primary types of work forbidden on Shabbos. However, there is a well-known machlokes as to what this pasuk teaches us. Tanya, Havar, Lalav Yatzas, and Rabbi Yosi, Nostam Lachalik. Rabbi Yosi holds this pasuk was written separately to teach that Havar is merely a lav whose penalty is Malkus and not curses for all the other Lamatas Malachas. Whereas Rav Nosson holds that it teaches that each one of the Lamatas Malachas is a separate Isser. However, the words B'chol Meshvei Seichem in this pasuk are still superfluous, because only regarding a mitzvah hatoluya ba'aretz, a mitzvah dependent on the land, which usually Ein Negel ba'aretz applies only in Eretz Yisrael, would we need B'chol Meshvei Seichem to teach that this halacha for some reason applies everywhere. However, Shabbos Chavis HaGufi, B'Chavis HaGuf Nehag is Bein Ba'aretz Bein Chatz La'aretz, all mitzvahs that are personal obligations logically apply everywhere, and there's no need for B'chol Meshvei Seichem. Therefore, says Rabbi Shmuel, it was written for the following purpose. Regarding Shabbos, the pasuk says, "Lisavara ish b'chol meshvei seichem." Regarding Mrs. Bezin, the pasuk says, "V'hayu eila lechem l'chukas mishpat l'deri seichem b'chol meshvei seichem." The Gzeres Shava of b'chol meshvei seichem teaches, "Ma meshavis hamurim lihalin bebezdin, af meshavis hamurim kan bebezdin, v'amachmon lisavara." The mitzvah of carrying out the penalty of Mrs. Bezin is not deicha Shabbos. Now, one of the methods of Mrs. Bezin is sreifa, in which molten lead is poured down the throat. According to Rav Nosson, who holds Havar Lechalik Yitzasa, kindling the fire to melt the lead is a Molocha Deiraisa Shish Bekaris. Now, even according to Rav Yosi, who holds Havar Lelav Yitzasa, indeed kindling the fire is merely a lav, but melting the lead is considered Bishul cooking, which is a Molocha Deiraisa Shish Bekaris. Therefore, according to both opinions, had the Torah not taught us that Mrs. Bezin is not Deicha Shabbos, we would say that it does, because the assay of Mrs. Bezin would be Deicha Veleisa Shish Bekaris of Shabbos. Apparently, we do say Aseh Dechalei Seishesh Bekaris. The Gemara rejects this proof as well. Generally, we do not say Aseh Dechalei Seishesh Bekaris. And based on that reasoning, Mrs. Bezin would not be Dechah Shabbos. However, there is a Kal V'Chomer torn in the next daf, which would compel us to say that Mrs. Bezin is an exception and that it is Dechah Shabbos, and that is why we need B'chol Meshvei Seichem to teach us that Mrs. Bezin is not Dechah Shabbos.